not allowed to put it back and make it tight on Yom Tov. Why? Because you're doing an Isser of Shechita, even though L'churi not Meschaven. So Kashrut of Shimon Shechita Rolov L'Adavah Shein Meschaven is Mutter. So how come Rav says it's also? Awesome? If you're going to say Rav holds like Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Adavah Shein Meschaven is Mutter. And here when you plug up the hole or take the pig out, you're not Meschaven to make Shechita on the cloth. That's not your Kavonim. Your Kavonim is to close up the hole or open up the hole, but not to make the Shechita. So how come Rav said it's also? Awesome? Rashi, Haimus Chreisa, Beged, Korchim Bebarza. It's a Beged, you wrap around the peg. Chovius, Shocheris, if you have an earthly Keli, Vivleishen HaNekiv Shova. Since the hole is not so glatt, when you want to stuff it up, you have to use some Shmatis around the peg. So it's also to put the peg in on Shabbos. Rashi, also Laduke, Benekiv, you're not allowed to plug it up on Shabbos, or Yomtiv, Mishum Schita. Because when you put the cloth in with the peg, or the cloth around the peg, you're like going to press the cloth in the hole, and you're going to be suck it. You're going to squeeze out the juice that's in the clothing. That's an issa schitim. For yafagab is like komachavin lischay, but you have no kavani here to do it. Still, Rav holds this usher. Alma loisavol loisiru like Reb Shimon by Dovah Sheni Meskavin. You see, it does not look like Reb Shimon by Dovah Sheni Meskavin. So how could you say Rav passing like Reb Shimon all over? Here we see Rav doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara Eshnas Lokasha. I'll tell you by he, Afilu Hashim Moita. In this case, not to plug up the hole with this peg with clothing, it's also even according to Rav Shimon. Why? The Abaye Verov and Dharma Tevaya, both Abaye and Rav say, Moita Rav Shimon, Rav Sik Reisha V'Layomis. That when does Rav Shimon say, Dovah Shein Meskavar is Mutar, where it's not 100% that has to happen to Yisum. But where it's a Psik Reisha, it's a Mosh, like you chopped off the head of the chicken. If you chop off the head of the chicken, you can't say, I'm not mechavin to kill the chicken. When you cut off the head of the chicken, it has to die. So even though ain't a mechavin, then you're awesome. For lo yomis, you can't say, I'm going to cut off the head of the chicken, and I don't have kavanas for it to die. That's not talking to the point. When you cut off the head of the chicken, it has to die. So where it's a psik ratio, it has to happen, you're chayiv. So chura here, when you plug it up, it has to happen that you're being seichet, you're squeezing out the cloth. So vad here, even Rabbi Shimon is mighty with sosa. Fredi mor name. V'omer Rav Chiya Barashi Yom Rav Halacha Krev Yehuda. Oh no! Find the Gemara. Rashi Halacha Krev Yehuda, but Dabbe Shinim Miskaven Yosef. It's like a new kasha. But the more V'omer Rav Chiya Barashi Yom Rav. So good. From here, you answered us that since it's a Pesik Reisha, even Rav Shimon is Moida. But I have another kasha now. So you say Rav holds like Rav Shimon. I have V'omer Rav Chiya Barashi Yom Rav Halacha Krev Yehuda. That Rav passes like Rav Yehuda. That Dabbe Shinim Miskaven is also on Shabbos. So are you telling me Rav holds like Reb Shimon all over, and Reb Shimon holds his mutter? Vaita Rav Chana Barami Omar, Shmuel Halacha Reb Shimon, Rav Chia Baravin, Masnin Lo B'loi Gav, he learned it without other people. Poshin, Rav Omar Halacha Reb Yehuda, Rav Pasnil like Reb Yehuda, or Shmuel Omar Halacha Reb Shimon. So Mel Shrik Shvan Rav, how could you say Rav holds like Reb Shimon, and here you see Rav holds like Reb Yehuda? Elo Omar Rava, Ani Varish of the Chabura, me in the line of the Chabura, Tagiminu, we miyash of this, Omani, who's this Arila? Who's this Choshva person? Rabbi Chiya Baravin. Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Volav Mitamayu. That Rav meant to pass like Rabbi Shimon and Al Mishnah, but not from his time. Not the pshat is that Rav holds like all the time of Rabbi Shimon. I mean, just punct on this one prat, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. My Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Volav Mitamayu. What do you mean he holds like Rabbi Shimon? That in the Mishnah, you're allowed to rub yourself with this very expensive Shemin on Shabbos, but not from Rabbi Shimon's time. Ilay Malach Reb Shimon the Shori v'lav mitamei. Dilu Reb Shimon sava masi. I tell you some tzias. Reb Shimon holds that it heals you up and still it's mutter. Rav sava la masi. Rav holds a sava the reason why you could use the shemen vered because bchalal doesn't heal you up. But the more is that true? The sava Rav le masi. For me, diktoni b'nei malachim sochi nagabi makaseyim. Even the Tanakam is masking that b'nei malachim, rich people, are allowed to use this expensive shemen to rub themselves on their wounds. Shemen verid is mechlal demasi. It's mashma kwant everybody. This expensive shemen heals you up. So svik shver. Everybody holds it heals you up. So how could you say we pass like Reb Shimon loy mitamei? Why should we pass like Reb Shimon then? If it heals you up, it should be awesome. Eloi meant to say loch Reb Shimon the shori. If we hold like Reb Shimon, it's mutter to use the shemen verid on Shabbos. For lav mitamei, dilu Reb Shimon savar afagav de loy shchiach shori. Even though it's not shchiach that people don't have it around, still it's mutter for you to use it. I, if you don't use it in the middle of the weekday, and you only mishum refuah, it should be also on Shabbos. That's from Shimon Svarim. Every Yid Kublai of the name Malachim, it's mutter for him. Of a Varav Sava, why is Rav Mata to use it? Rav holds like this. If everybody in your town has the Shemen Vered, even though it's a very expensive thing, but everybody in the town has it, Shriach, then it's Mutter. Because then it's not Muchi Dum Shemafuam. Everybody uses it. V'loi Shriach, but if not too many people in the town have it, then loy, then it's also to use it. Because then you only use it Mishum Refuam, and that's also due on Shabbos. Over Yas with the Rav, Shriach Mishcha Vada. And the reason why Rav said it's Mutam, because in Rav's town, it was very Shriach to have this type of Shemim. So since the Shemim was so Shriach, it wasn't Muchuk Mishum Refuam. Even in the middle of weekday, people did it. Rashi, Avagav L'Shriach. Shemin Verabim Koyman Shalzer Hasachim Menu Vodomi Vikorim. Reb Shimon knows, even though in your town you don't have the Shemin Verid, Va'akol Yoedim Shein Esach El Refuah. Everybody knows you're only using this expensive Shemin. Of course, you want to heal yourself, shuri. Still, Reb Shimon holds the Smutta. Why? To Chol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. Everybody is considered B'nei Malachim. They're considered rich people. You're allowed to do it. Reb Yehuda Oisim. Yehuda also knows it's also. To Mucham Ilsa. No, it's the, what do you mean everybody could be like B'nai Malachim? But Lamaisa, you don't have the Shemin, and you're only using it now Mishum Refuah, so it's awesome. For Rav Zat Gemara Namik Reb Yehuda Sirulei. Really, Rav holds this for all of us of Yehuda. Ela B'mekoyma Yehuda Shari. Rav was only matu in his own town. The Shriach, the Sochin, Shemin Verid, L'mucha Milsa. Because in Rav towns, everybody in the town had this Shemin Verid. So it wasn't Mucha Milsa you're doing Mishum Refuah, therefore it's Mucha. Hadin Alecha, Shemayin Shratzen.
Up here. Put on the clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, holding that kufyud aleph and beis. Yeah, the Mishnah. V'yeluk sharim shechayova malayim. These are the kesher or not to make on Shabbos one of the obvious malachas. It's kesher to make the kesher and ton tied the knot. So these are the ksharim that yichayim midiraisa. Kesher hagmalim. The knot that you make around the camel to hold the camel down, the kesher asvani, a knot you make around the ship when you want to anchor the ship, you have a rope around the ship that you tie down to the shore. So such a knot is called the kesher shok hayomah. What did you make this knot? Al manasseh to stay a long time. For that you chayiv. Ukeshem shuchayiv al kishuran. The same way you chayiv for making the knot is nisa kesher on Shabbos. Kachul chayiv al heteran. The same thing you chayiv for untying the knot on Shabbos. As Kosher or Matur, the Mishnah before says, one of the Avos, the two different Avos Malachis, Kosher and B Matur, untying the knot. Remei Roimer, Kol Kesher Shu Yochol Hatiroi, Piachas Miyodov. If you have like a loop, or they call it a slip knot, that you could untie it with one of your hands. Is a knot, you don't need two hands to untie the knot, just slip knot, just slip it out like a bow, is Kol Kesher Shu Yochol Hatiroi, Piachas Miyodov, Ein Chayov Malach. He holds for that you can't be chayiv. Because even though it's a kesher shok hayom, it could be a tight bow that you have that to leave there a long time, you have that to leave it there leilam, but since you could untie it with one hand, that can't be considered a kesher midiraisa. So meila, l'churu yapotter if you make it, and what then if you take it off on Shabbos, yapotter. So Drashi, v'yelu k'shorim, hamnuyim ba'ovis malachas dikatoni ha'koshav yamater. That was the Mishnah before, that zayfa kosher and for matir, yichayiv. A kesher shokayoma. Yechayiv for kesher shokayoma. So Drashi, what does that mean? She'eino matiru loylam. The Midrash says it's only called a kesher when you make it normal, you make it to stay there loylam. You don't have dust to untie it in a day or in a week or even a month. Normal, you make it to stay there loylam. That's the only Tanai Rashi learns. A kesher shokayoma means that just made, it could be the most simplest knot. But if you make it, I'm not to leave it there, to stay there, yechayiv midiraisa. Dumya de koishrei uta yirias hanafsakis. That was in the Mishnah. We said if the yiria, when they were weaving the yirias, if it snapped, if the thread snapped, you used to tie the thread. Could be a portion or not, but since you left it there, then void yichayif a koishrei. This is Rashi Shita. Now, Lacha were also machmir like Rashi Shita. The other Shitas we showing them hold that there are two tanoim for a kesher midiraisa. It has to be a maisa umin also. A maisa umin means it has to be a choshev a knot. Not a simple knot that we make, a double knot we make. It's a shayla, that's called a maisumin. But a pashta knot would be potter, according to these Rishonim. That's only two to know, it has to be a kesher shokayama, you have that to leave with the loylam, and a maisumin. It has to be a very choshiva knot. Like we'll soon see, these knots they tie the ship down with, or ship knot, or a camel knot, those are called maisumin. Any knot you make that stays loilam, you have that leave it there, it's also in the rice. Rashi Kesher HaGemalim Kesher HaSanim Gemara Mepharish School. Gemara will explain these two types of knots. These are knots that Zayitz and Mais Umin, according to some Rishonim, you need it, and it stays Loilam. Kachu Chayav Al Heteron Kediyale Peklau Godul. We learn out from the prepared before. Mitzayde HaKalozim. The people that are capturing the fishes. She Nitzrochim Lefrochim Lahatir Kishrei Rishosan HaKayomois Kedei Lekatzron Oil HaKivon. When they used to go to have the net to capture the fish, the chalazon, so they make a fisherman's net. Sometimes they had to make the net shorter, and sometimes they had to make it longer. So to make it shorter, you have to untie the knots and tie them again closer. So that's how you had by the Mishkan, had a malach of untying and tying it together. You had these two things done in the Mishkan. Yeah. Sheyochol atiron zaturashi. This is Rav Meir Shita. To loy hotkon, it's not too tight. Ein chayovim alov, you're not chayiv on this. V'afilu osu l'kaima. Afilu it's made to stay for a long time, but a slip knot that you could pull out with one hand, you're not chayiv for making it, you're not chayiv for taking it off. If you learn you need a ma'isumin, subshit the apot, it's not called a ma'isumin. But even according to Rashi, you don't need a ma'isumin. Still, such a simple knot like this is not called a kesher. So the Gemara, my kesher agamalim, what's called a kesher midiraisa, a camel's knot? The kesher asvanim, what's called a ship knot? Ilay mo kitru, the katri bezimamo, the slip. Now, what they did with the camel was like this. He used to have, like, around his mouth, one ring in around his mouth, that stayed there, loilam voyed. That stayed there. Not like the yoke around the camel. And then around that knot, that loop there, you have a long ring that you tie onto the knot here, and you'll tie him down to the wall, wherever you want to tie him down. So two knots out of the camel. The mane, a slip around his mouth, that stood there, loilam voyed. And then you had another type of long leash that you just tie onto sometimes. So how many is it just the leash, just this extra string that you want to tie onto this ring and tie onto the wall, for that also you chay. But my kashra gemalim, ilayma kitre the katri zimamo, that means the knot that you tie into the ring that's already in the mouth. Anu adin the kitre the katri biyistudi. The same thing by a ship. By a ship you have one ring around the ship itself that stays there loilam voyed. Like it's a ring there. A rope went into the ship, you tied it down like a ring. Now when it comes to shore, you want to anchor it, you take the string from shore and tie it on to this ring you have there. Now this knot you're making now, it's like a matantai. When you want to take off and go away, you untie it. See if you want to say it means this second knot that you're taking the string from shore and tying it onto the ship. Rosh is taking the string for the camel and like the leash and tying it onto him. These ksharim are not shakayama, because when you want to move the ship, you untie the knot. When you want to travel with the camel, you untie the knot, the leash, off the ring around him. And the Gemara alaposhid kitra dizama magufei. It means that their first ring you put around the camel, that you make like a ring out of the string to stay in his mouth, loilam voyed, the rein around him stays there, for that you chayiv. Because that you have no das to untie that knot. That knot you leave loilam voyed. Whenever you want to tie him down, you take another string and tie it onto this rope here. And who adin the yistrida gufi. Same thing on the ship. The first ring that's put around the ship, that stays the loilam, that for that knot you chayiv. That's called the kesheshar kayama. So Drashi Zamama Menakfin Lanaka Bechutma. You make a hole through the nose of the camel. Venois Nabot Tabas, you put a ring there, Sharutsua. The Koishrenois of a Medishom Loilam. That stays in the nose of the camel Loilam Void. Ugashiroitzala Koishula Behema, and when you want to tie a string or you want to tie the behema down, Koishuritsua Arucha Biyasa Tabas. You take a nice long leash and you tie it onto this tabas. When you want to move the camel, you untie this knot and let the camel leave. So the second knot is untieable, but the first one stays loyal. Kitra the katrib is in the same thing. Zel kesher ritsua shakoshim betabas. Yeah, the havmin is, it means the knot that you tie onto the second knot. It's the drida gamu kivin tabas raisim in okul, I mean ritsua benekir shabresha swina. Also, in the beginning of the ship, they make a hole, and they put a string through that, and they tie a knot there. V'yoysa kesher miskayim. That knot stays there, loilam voyed. U'kesheroytza la'amidoy. Kesher, a kesher ritzua v'yoysa tabas, u'mamidoy bo. Same thing, the first knot stays the loylam void. Because when you want to tie, anchor down the ship, you take another string and tie up onto that ring and hold it down. So the havamina was, it's the second knot. For the Gemara, that's not a kesher shor kayoma. And for the Gemara, it means the first knot that you put into the nose of the camel, or else the first knot that you put into the ship itself. Because then you put that string through the hole in the ship, you let it stay there, loylam void. That's going to be its ring that you always grab onto the ship, or grab onto the camel. That's called the kesher shor kayoma. So some of Farshim learned this is a ma'isa umin. This is a very chashuva knot that not anybody could do. That's what Yechai Midraisa. Rashi never brings down the word of Kesher Shakayama. According to Rashi, Abiyat Kesher that stays, even though it's not a ma'isa umin, also Yechai. But Reb Meir Waimek Kol Kesher. Reb Meir the Mishnah says no. For any knot that you could untie with one hand, you put them. Mar boi Rav Achtavui. Achvo de Mar Acho. The brother of Mar Achvo. Aniva l'Rav Meir Mahu. What's going to be the loch of a loop according to Rav Meir? Aniva, stam a loop. Time with Rav Meir Mishum Diyachol Lahatira Biyachas Miyadavu. V'hanam Miyachol Lahatira. Is Rav Meir just mean anything that you could untie literally with one hand, you potter? So chur a loop, you could also untie with one hand. I do ma time with Rav Meir Mishum Diyachol Lahatira. Rav Meir means to say if Shan the Mishnah that Keshe Shu Yachol Lahatira Biyachas Miyadavu means it's not so tight. That's what he meant to say. If the knot is loose, that you can untie it with one hand, that's not called the kesher. So it's a new taich. The pshat is because it's loose. That's why you put them. Mashenka, if you make a tight loop, or a tight slip knot, even though you can pull it out with one hand, maybe then you chayiv. His maybe it may only means tapate because it's a loose knot. Mashenka, voham hedit, if you make a nice tight loop, or a tight slip knot, maybe then you are chayiv. But Gemara's Masupik, what's pshat remeyo? What does Rav Meir matter if you could untie the kesher with one hand? Yeah. Look, I don't think we don't pass like Rav Meir. We hold the ma'isik toli that if you make the knot to stay loylam void, that's awesome with the raisa. We'll soon see. There are three. We'll see the next mishnah. There are three gedorim of knots. There's one knot you make to stay loylam. That's awesome with the raisa. There's another knot that you make to stay for a long time, but you have that to untie it. That's only awesome with the rabbanon. And there's a third knot that you have done to untie it the same day, that's muti even with the rabbon, that you let it do. Mashal our shoelaces, we tie our shoes and untie the shoes. That's because that kesher is oimei to untie every single day, that's not called the kesher shakayama.
The idea is yeah. We're temporarily.
No, that was loylam, that they let they stayed loylam. No, the urea is, no, that's the... If a wool, they were talking about a stitch, a ripped, in the linen, in the curtain, so you tie it, stays loylam. So the Mishnah, Yesh lechok shorim she'ein chayov malei. There's now a new type of a knot. There's a knot that's not osim midiraisa, kekesher hagmalim or kesher asvanim. It's not osim midiraisa like kesher shakayama, like the knots you tie onto the hole, the nose of the camel, or onto the top of the ship. But it's only osim midirabonim. That's this type of a knot. A knot that you leave for a long time. It's a question of how long does a long time have to be. Some shittas means you leave it there more than a week. A knot that's left to be more than a week, that's awesome with the Rabbanu to do on Shabbos. But midirais it's mutter. That's this gedorim. Now the Mishnah says a third type. There's a third type that's mutter mitchila to do it. That's kasheris isha miftechei chalukah. An isha that has like a bow on the beginning opening of a shirt, she's allowed to tie it on Shabbos. Because since she has to take off her clothing, she's going to untie it. So that's a kesher that's not made to stay. It's made to tie and untie the same day. That's mutter. V'chutei savcha, the same thing, she wears a kerchief on her head. And she ties it down with strings. So she's aiming to take it off at night, whenever. So it's called a knot, you're going to take off, that's mutter. V'shel paskiyo, that's also a type of a girdle she wears, that has strings hanging down, maybe to tie up the stockings with. So since also it's aiming to untie and tie the same day, it's mutter. Uritsu esmano, same thing, you have shoelaces. V'sandal, or sandal laces. That's aimed to tie and untie the same day. So that's mutter to do on Shabbos. That's not even awesome with the rabbonim. V'noidus yain, the same thing. You have pitchers of wine that has a string to tie it down. It's also it's aimed to untie. It's mutter. V'shemen, same thing. Noidus shal shemen of oil or kederes shabos. So you have a pot full of meat that you tie it down. It's all mutter. We have Lazar ben Yaakov Oimer. Koishrin lifnei abheimu b'shul shloi teitzi. You're allowed to tie down your behemu on Shabbos. B'shul shouldn't run away. Mistam is talking about the shteitzer, so that's you're going to untie it the same day. You're not leaving it there loyal and void. You just want to tie it down today. So that's mutter because it's not called the kesher shor kayama. So Drashi, Yesh Lechok Shorin Shein Chayovin Aleim Chatez not also Midraisa Kamoi Shechayov Makeshra Gamalim Ela Potter Avalosa, but it's also Midrabona to do it. The Gemara Forash Haininu. Hey, the Mishnah doesn't explain this case. The Mishnah right away goes to explain cases that's Mutte Metchila to do. But the middle case, that's also Midrabona and Mutte Midraisa, the Mishnah doesn't explain it. That the Gemara is going to explain what the case is. Now, the Mishnah does explain now the third category. That's Mutta Metchila to do. That's Miftachei Chalukah. Shrashi Kumoi Shiesh to Galochim. So Santa Rashi, I know I say it. As Rashi being a Moshe by Galochim. The Galochim has a type of a shirt. Kain Lishoinis. That's like type of strings. Lakan Lakan on both sides. Vakoshrin Shal Yimin Vaket of Smell. They tie the right side on the left side. Shall Smell Vaket of Yimin. The Hebrew and the whole Yoim is Shorilei. Loidomi Midilakesha Shakayama. O Mutlachatchila. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita's mashma has to be that you untie it every single day. And it's brought down one day like down the Mechaber. One day it is that if it's not oimit to untie the same day, it's also. If you make a knot that you have not to untie 2 days from now, like one shita that's also to do. And that's what's mashma from Rashi. Rashi is always, whenever Rashi has the heter, it's because the same day you have not to untie it. So something like shoelaces, that you tie and untie the same day, that's for sure mutter. But a knot that's going to stay for 2 or 3 days, that's already a shailah. That's what comes up by Moshe Shalom when you make galila. On Shabbos, by Mincha, Moshe Shailah. When you make galila and you want to make a bow and stay for Torah, there are some people that are machmen not to make a bow. Because you don't have das to untie it till Monday, which is more than a day, it's 2 days later. So some people don't do it. But Mikra Din you could be making though. Mikra Din we hold Valtzon Yisra the Rabbonin, and there's another shit that holds that Abi, you don't have das, leave it for 7 days. If you have das to untie it within 7 days, that's also muta. And the frat by say the Torah with the Dvar Mitzvah, can also look through, you could be making. Yeah, so we don't hold like, we don't pass like Rameya. I mean, Rameya can't be muta because you open one hand, we don't hold like Rameya. We hold totally how long you want to leave it there. Like if you make a boat to stay loyal and void, it'll be Yasim of the Raisa, according to Rashi Shita. And if you have das to leave it there more than a week, then it'll be Yasim of the Rabbonim. If you have das to open it up within the week, then the Raye Sharim that's muter, and the Chur by Sefer Torah will make them more or less, because there's two things. It's this head there, plus it's the Bar Mitzvah. But Rashi Shita by Shita says you have to be able to untie it the same day. I'm also a shala about your ties, I'm also a shala. If you untie your tie, I'm all by Yeshiva man, they make a tie once and stays there for weeks, stays there for a year. So the guy that's Omid makes a tie to leave there for a long time, it's questionable if he can make a tie. If a guy unties it every single day, then it's no problem. If you make your tie to stay there for a long time, you just don't untie, just open, loosen it, then it can be a question. I think they say, Rabbi Yaakov, you tell the Bachar that Metchila don't do it. Like you tell them, when you take off your tie in Shabbos, try not to untie the knot, let it stay. But if you untie it, then it was matter to make it again. Fred Gemara, Vayit Rashi, Yesavcha Kufriya, that's like the kerchief, Vishalpaskia Oizer Rochev, a wide belt the Isha wears. The chutin tluyim barosha. She has strings hanging down. Lekoshra ben. She ties the stamas stockings with it. Yeah, koirin pindurus. Venoides yayin shel or shekoifin pian lekoshin. You tie it down its mouth. Or kideres shel bosa pom shekoifin begin the pian. I'm all you tie down the clothing, something to cover the pot. You didn't have a good cover, so you put a cloth on top of the pot and you tie it down to the pot. So that's muta. Hu adin koishra fe behema chevel barochev hapesach. If you want to block off the door that the behemoth should not go out, you'll have to put a string around the door. So the Gemara, Hagufa Kash, the Mishnah Gufa Shver, Omar to Yesh Ksharim, Shein Chayovim Aleihem, Kesher Agamal Kesher Asvanim. The Mishnah starts off saying there are certain type of knots that's not awesome with your isa, like the knot of a ship or the knot of a camel. So Mashmo Chiyuvi Hudaleka, it's not awesome with your isa. Abhoi Surika. But mashma though is a type of a knot that's also to do with the rabbanon nakovonim. Vada tonin, right away the Mishnah goes to explain. Kosheres isha miftechei chalukon. She's allowed to tie a shirt. Afilu chetchilo, and that's mutrivi metchilo. So who the Mishnah shver? The Mishnah starts off saying that the type of a knot that's also with the rabbanon, and it doesn't explain it. It goes right away to explain knots that's muti metchilo. And the Gemara Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Yesh ksharim shein chayovim aleihem kekesher agmal kesher asvanim. The type of knot that's not awesome with the it's not like this knot you make a ship and not like a knot you put onto the camel. Because those knots stay lo'olam, so that's awesome. Or my ninu, but what type of knot that's only awesome with the rabbonin, it's not awesome with the raisa, my ninu, what are these? Kitro de katri bezomimo. Oh, that's what we're saying now. That if you have a camel